You're listening to SBS News.
With Christmas approaching, the latest assessment of federal spending is now public, and Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it's good news. The message he wants to send is that Australia's economic recovery is taking shape.
Today's budget update further confirms that the Australian economy is rebounding strongly, having outperformed every major advanced economy throughout the COVID pandemic.
Australia's recovery is being measured in festive splurges, with tax cuts the major item. But the stronger bottom line has come at the cost of less spending in the NDIS and welfare programs. Some of the reduced spending may be attributable to sick and disabled people who were forced onto JobSeeker payments instead of the higher-paying disability support pension, and others giving up their search for work.
The improved budget position is being driven by the stronger-than-expected recovery in our labour market. The combination of higher incomes, more people in work, less people on welfare, has contributed $50 billion to the budget bottom line since May.
The Treasurer says that means it's good news for those trying to find a job.
Australia has seen an incredible set of job numbers, far exceeding market expectations. The unemployment rate has fallen to 4.6%. More than 366,000 jobs have been created, a monthly record.
Mr. Frydenberg says a rapid economic recovery from the lockdowns imposed as Australia hurried to vaccinate its population is expected to result in the creation of around 1 million new jobs. He also says those in work should expect a pay rise, though the short-term reality is that inflation will eat up that increase. The federal opposition, meanwhile, says it's clear there isn't much good news for Australians under this budget Christmas tree. Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says this update doesn't deliver on key issues, and he sees the moment to highlight one of Labor's likely election themes.
It completely ignores the issues in the economy around stagnant wages and skill shortages and job insecurity, and it does absolutely nothing to crack down on the rorts and waste and mismanagement which has characterised the Coalition's decade in office. If anything, this budget update actually doubles down on the rorts and waste in the budget.
It's clear this weighty economic update does have some missing details. There's no mention of the full budget impact of breaking the multi-billion dollar deal on fringe submarines. And the government has settled on spending $16 billion on measures they refuse to make public, though Finance Minister Simon Birmingham doesn't quite see it that way.
You've made the decisions to spend this $16 billion. It's on page 202, so you know exactly what they are. This is that you're keeping them secret until the election campaign. Isn't that right?
No.
Some will be realised, some may not be realised. They're decisions the government will take as we work through that. This has been a prudent approach.
Catherine.
There is less mystery, however, for those scrutinising the government's migration policy. Next year, it's expected 180,000 people will migrate to Australia, and within 2 years, the annual increase will rise to 235,000. Economist Gabriella D'Souza says it will probably become a key point of difference between the Labor and Liberal parties.
You can almost time your watch to it. Is it election season? Depends on how many op-eds or how many people are talking about migration. We're now seeing the leader of the Labor Party, Anthony Albanese, talk a pretty tough game around skilling Australians and preferencing them over migrants.
After the number of new arrivals sank into negative territory in the pandemic, the budget update is now mapping a path back. Mr. Souza hopes this all points the way to things settling down from the upheavals created by COVID.
So these all add to a picture, in my view, of there being, you know, an increased trust and confidence that we are going to return to some kind of pre-COVID normalcy.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.